Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show, getting set for game 3 of 6 between the Shuckers and the Tennessee Smokies from Smoky Stadium. Time for today's pregame interview presented by the Mississippi Army National Guard. I'm Javik Blake, and we're joined by reliever Ryan Middendorf, who got in the game last night, and the bullpen got in the game last night for the first time in what felt like forever. Ryan, thanks so much for joining us.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
What was it like last night? What's it been like over these last couple of days? The bullpen's been used once in the last 3 days.
Yeah, it's definitely a little different. I don't think anybody's complaining too much, you know, late in the year and stuff. Getting your rest in the bullpen is essential, making sure you're feeling good every day. Availability is the best ability, so I think it's really helped us, and it's prepared us going forward too.
How much confidence does it give the pitching staff as well when you don't pitch on Sunday due to the cancellation? Monday's the off day. Tuesday, Tobias throws a rain shortened complete game shutout, and then you guys get started on Tuesday. How much confidence does that give you guys to be able to trust your starting pitching staff and go out there for a good bit?
Yeah, it's huge. I mean, as many innings as they can cover for us is huge, and we're just here to back them up and finish the game out as best we can. And yeah, like I said, that rest is huge for us, and trusting the starting pitching to go deep into games is also big for if we want to accomplish what we want to accomplish this year.
Well, talking about what you guys want to accomplish, playoffs definitely on the horizon, a half game back with 16 to go, and you get into that stretch run, the more rest is better for the bullpen, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, that stretch run is going to be huge for us, making sure guys are staying healthy, getting our lifts in and stuff, and just doing the best we can to be prepared for when our name's called.
Talking about the stretch run, how exciting is it for you to be down in the stretch run playing exciting baseball, trying to get to the postseason?
Yeah, it's awesome. Kind of takes me back to indie ball days when we went and won the championship that year in 21. So that was the first time throughout college and stuff that I had been on a competitive team that was really in the hunt for something special, and it's exciting to get back to that for sure.
How exciting is it, too, to come into those games? You're a guy who's been used in multiple different roles, but to be a guy who comes in late in ball games, teams up, and you're trying to get to the playoffs, that has to add a little extra adrenaline to your appearances.
Absolutely, yeah. Just coming in, that adrenaline really helps, definitely, just for velo purposes and just everything else, just get your emotions going and stuff. But it's also big to keep them controlled and stay composed while you're out there, too.
Well, and how much does that help, too, of wanting to get to the big league level, of having these pressure-packed situations and feeling comfortable in those pressure-packed situations?
Yeah, it's big, like you said. Just experiencing as many of those situations as you can really prepares you for the future of where you want to be and stuff, and it's good.
You're one of the few guys in the Southern League that's more of a sidewinder on the mound. It's more of a three-quarters, lower slot angle on the arm slot. How'd you pick up the arm slot?
I think it just kind of happened naturally, honestly. It's not something I really try to do. It feels like I'm throwing over the top. It feels natural, and just kind of ended up out there. So,
how much does that help you as a pitcher to be able to sling it a little bit and show a guy's a different arm slot?
Yeah, I think it definitely helps. It adds a little bit of uniqueness to me, and helps me get more movement on certain pitches. That really helps me be effective.
When you talk about the movement, and when you're trying to miss bats and say you're facing a righty, getting that extra 3 or 4 inches on all your pitches has to be such a big help as far as missing barrels and inducing weak contact.
Yeah, for sure. That's the biggest thing is I usually just try to let the defense play behind me and pitch to contact, just try to fill up the zone, get in and out of there as quick as I can. As much as I love to be out there, I like the quick innings too. So.
The lower pitch count, the better.
Yes, absolutely.
You talked about winning the 2021 Frontier League title with the Schaumburg Boomers. That was after you finished up your career at Lake Erie College, a Division II school, and you went right to independent ball. Mm-hmm. What was that process like going from D2 ball and jumping to the pro ranks?
It was definitely a little bit of an adjustment. Kind of struggled early on in the year, just getting used to speed of the game and how much cleaner it was in college and stuff, and just the routine, the pro ball routine and lifestyle that you go through every day, and it's much different from college. And but yeah, I just got into it through a tryout and everything, and went to the Frontier League tryouts and stuff, and ended up getting the opportunity to get drafted by Schaumburg and make some memories there. It was awesome.
What was that decision of going to the tryout after you finished your college career?
I was actually kind of done, ready to be done with baseball. And my dad had heard about this Frontier League tryout and kind of convinced me to do it. And it was like $60, so he said, might as well go out and try it. And it worked out pretty good. So
your dad gets a big time thank you for all the last couple of years.
Definitely. He kept the career going a little bit. So, yeah, I got props to him for sure. Him and the rest of my family there. I always say I got the best support system in the game. So, yeah, friends and family are huge for me.
How happy does that make you, too, looking back and taking that chance on going to the Frontier League tryout? This year you've made it up Triple A, and you've been a staple of the back end of the bullpen here in Double A.
Yeah, it's awesome. I mean, I think about it all the time and stuff, and especially when big moments happen and big situations on the field and stuff. I usually take time to reflect and look back on it and stuff, and just thankful for having that opportunity and being convinced to do it. So,
well, Ryan, thanks so much for joining us. We're very happy you decided to do that tryout.
Yep.
Appreciate it, man.
Absolutely. I appreciate you having me.
This has been today's pregame interview presented by the Mississippi Army National Guard.